Hi, this is N7HVS, Linda Reeder, and I'm going to demonstrate the TMV71A, which is a 2-meter, 70-centimeter mobile unit. I've had this rig for about a year now, almost, and I think I've learned a lot more from it, so I'm going to make a new tutorial and give you some different information than I did before. Alright, let's start at the far right. You have the on-off button. Okay, when you hear that low tone beep, it's turned off. When you hear the high beeps, it's on.
A, channel 0146.520, high power, PM off.
Okay, what it told you is the last frequency that I was on when I turned the machine off. And that's what it does. It told you the last frequency, that I was on high power, and that it was PM off. Now, the PM button is right under the on-off button. It's just right beneath it. And that's when you have someone else in your family that uses the same radio, and they can go on PM and put their own frequencies in, and then off PM you can have your frequencies in, and that's what that one is all about. Then underneath the PM button you have your dial here. That's your B dial. There's an A dial and a B dial, and on this radio it doesn't matter, you can have whatever you want in each dial. On the older models, like the A was for the 2-meter side and the B was for the 70-centimeter side, but it's not that way. This radio, you can choose whichever you want and how you want to set it up. But here's the B.
B, channel A1162.550, high power.
Okay, and then you have another knob on the inside, and that... your squelch, that adjusts your squelch. And then there's the
A, channel 0146.520, high power.
Okay, now that's those dials there, and this is all on the right side. Now we're going to go all the way to the left, and at the very top on the left, the first button is
VFO.
Right beneath that,
MR.
Okay, then you come down and you have the tuning dial. This dial is what you turn, and it tells you like what frequency you're on. You know, if you click it, now it puts me on a different
A, channel 1145.490, high power.
So that's what your tuning dial, but this turning dial is also used for other functions depending on what mode you're in. For example, if you're in the tone mode, and we'll show you that, first we'll go right next to this dial. You have
call,
then
function.
Okay, now if you do, then you have tone. So if you do
function,
tone,
frequency 103.5.
Okay, now when you turn this tuning dial around, it'll give you the different PL tones.
Tone frequency 107.2. Tone frequency 110.9.
Okay, so that's what that button is for. I'm going to hit that function to get out of that again. Okay, then we have the tone right next to the function. Then we have our reverse key. This is if you are talking on 2 meters or 70 centimeters, and say the person you're talking to is quite close to where you are, it might be line of sight, and so you don't tie up the repeater, you can go on simplex. And this is this key. You hit the higher beep is when you want to find out if you can go on simplex. The lower beep is when you're back on the repeater thing. So that's that one. Your next button is your power button.
TX power, medium. TX power, low. TX power, high.
Okay, The low button is 5 watts, the medium is 10 watts, the high is 50 watts. So that, and all this is, you just keep moving your finger to the right to these different buttons. Okay, the next button we have, it's called the PF1, and then the next one is the PF2. Now these buttons are really different because they're interesting, and you can set them up to whatever you want them to be. I think it came in, when it came out of the box, my PF1 was the weather station, so I just decided to leave it that way. But let me show you when I push it in.
WX.
To get out of that, then you can just
MR.
Back into MR. Now the PF2 key, I decided that I would use it so that I could record. This radio has what is called a voice box, and you can record, say like on field day, instead of keep over and over saying CQ field day, CQ field day, this is the W7SP CQ, then you could just record that and then make it, and it would just play it, so you wouldn't have to keep saying that. I guess that's one of the reasons, but the voice recorder also does some other things, and we'll talk about that on the next file. But I want to show you how this works. In order to make these PF1 and PF2 keys work, and there's also PF1 and PF2 keys on the microphone, and we'll get more to that on the next file, but you have to go into the menu mode in order to make this work. So I'm going to quickly show you how to do that. Okay, the tuning dial all the way to the left. You have to come over to your function key first.
Function.
Then you hit this tuning dial.
Menu 508.
Okay, we're on 508, and that is the menu for the PF2 button. So now, if you want to know what is on that 507, you have to push the button on the tuning dial. You got to push it in again.
VGS.
Okay, the VGS, that means your VGS1 is the voice chip that we have in this, the voice guide, what we have in this radio. And you have to have it on that in order to record. But I'm going to turn this dial around to show you what's available on both the PF1 and PF2. So here goes.
VOICE. Group up. Menu. MUTE. Shift. DUAL. Memory. Shift. 1750 hertz tone. WX channel. Frequency band. CTRL. Monitor. VGS.
Okay, that's the one I want. So when you have that's the one you want, the menu that you want, then you have to push the tuning dial in again.
VGS.
And there it is. You have it in. And then to get out of the menu, you just have to, there we go.
VFO.
You have to hit the VFO again, and there you have it. So that's how you do that. Now I'm going to quickly tell you, when you hit the function key, and if you hit the tone, you heard what that does. Function key reverse is the shift key. Function key power is the mute button. And then I already showed you on the that you have to use you have to go in the menu for the PF1 and PF2 keys. So this is the keys that are available and on this radio. So now I'm going to stop here, and I will see you on the next file. This is M7HVF.